It's the Red Sox?
You're not playing in Kansas City, are we?
No, that's not right. I think they're just called the Reds.
Red? I don't know. What's the
city? It's spelled C-I-N-C-I-N-N-A-T-I.
Oh, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Now, what time of day would you get up? You get up in the...
morning.
Mm-hmm. And if something's coming in this direction, it's coming how? Say a car is coming...
towards me.
Mm-hmm. And if you're going to Albuquerque, do you say you're going up to Albuquerque?
Up to Albuquerque.
Okay. Why do you say up? Why would you say up?
I don't know. Just up there, down to Dallas, up to Albuquerque.
Down to Dallas. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Why would you say down to Dallas?
Because it's down.
Downhill, like lower,
yeah.
Lower elevation.
Yeah, I don't know, but it is. But I hadn't thought about it, but it's probably because the river. So you go up that way, the river's up that way.
Mm-hmm.
The river's flowing this way down.
Oh, okay.
Down to the coast.
Okay. Or maybe it has something to do with the fact that Dallas is a D, so down to Dallas,
yeah.
You know, sort of, it's alliteration.
Yeah.
It's interesting. How about, would you go down to Tucson?
No, I'd go up to Tucson.
You'd go up to Tucson?
Yeah.
How about Cloudcroft?
Yeah, go up to Cloudcroft. And that, of course, because of the hill.
Because of the elevation?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you think of some other places that you would go down to?
Well, like, other than Dallas and Fort Worth. And
places in Texas you'd go down to those?
Yeah.
Would you go down to Lubbock?
No, I'd go up to Lubbock. I'm not going to get there, am I?
How about, let's see.
Go down to Waco.
Go down to Waco. How about, would you go down to L.A.?
That kind of throws me, doesn't it? I don't know. I guess I'd go up to L.A. I don't know why, though, if I go to Tucson, go down. Well, yeah. So I'd go up to L.A., yeah.
Okay, interesting. Okay, let's see. If you travel, you go so many
miles.
Mm-hmm. And if your car broke down, you might have to give
push it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the past tense of push?
Pushed.
Mm-hmm. What's the opposite of that?
Run.
Well, the opposite of push is...
pushing backwards.
Well, you're...
pulling it.
Mm-hmm. And the past tense of pull is...
push?
Well, the past tense of...
oh, past tense of pull. Pull is...
just with an ED.
Huh? It's pulled.
Okay.
Is that what you have to...
yeah. Mm-hmm. And a short distance. If you just had to go a short distance. Let's say you were going to lunch and there just happened to be a restaurant. You'd say, I only had to go...
around the corner, up the street.
Okay. And if it's a long distance?
Had to go all the way.
Okay. if somebody's going to help you with a chore and then they disappear at the last moment, you'd say he made himself...
scarce?
Mm-hmm.
Bugged out?
He bugged out.
Yeah.
It's a good one. People get off the train at the...
depot.
Okay. Are there other words for that that you would use?
Central Station.
Okay. If something, like, say a janitor left a broom leaning up against the table sort of haphazardly, how would you describe how it was leaning up against the table?
Loose.